Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for our time together. As with the Lord's help, I conclude a message I've been ministering on this week, the healing of wounds. Jesus came to heal all those, and deliver those who were oppressed by the devil. And that work that he began, he commissioned to his disciples, not just those who were physically with him, but to his people throughout the ages, that we were to be peacemakers, we were to be have a ministry of reconciliation. We were to bring peace and health and healing and hope and faith to others, that there is answer to the problems of life, and his name is Jesus. So we know that there are many ways that wounds can be inflicted, and that they come either by the chastening of the Lord, which are, if you will, wounds of the Lord. They come through the work of the enemy, because he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And there's wounds caused by others, by offense, by inconsiderate behavior, by hurtful and hateful words. And we can hurt others by abusing our liberty in Christ, by being selfish. And we've talked about self-inflicted wounds, the extreme dangers of resentment and bitterness and being self-defensive and just always defending our own rights. We can trust the Lord. We don't have to defend ourselves. God will defend us. Jesus, he was lied about. He was accused. He opened not his mouth when he stood before those who condemned him, those who persecuted them. And so in this final broadcast on this subject, I'd like to talk about our death in Christ. In order for us to be truly alive spiritually, we have to die. We have to die to self. Now, that sounds like a contradiction in terms, but you know, there's so much about Christianity that is contradictory. If you want to be blessed, you have to give, which that doesn't make sense. If you want to have more, you want to hold on to what you have. Well, everything is the opposite in the kingdom of God, but it's the truth, and it's God's way. When we think of others, when we're concerned about others, God has ways of pouring back into our lives, pressed down, shaken together, running over. As we give to others, he just gives and gives back to us. But we must be willing to chasten ourselves, to look at ourselves, and to ask God to help us in areas that we're weak. Jesus wants all those who follow him to be peacemakers, learning to help others, learning to get along with them, to be reconciled. But before we can be that kind of person, we have to be wounded to death, if you will, ourselves. What does Scripture say? Well, there's a Scripture in Romans 6, verse 11 that I'll share with you out of the Amplified. Even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin and your relation to it broken, but that you are alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with Him in Christ Jesus. It sounds like a paradox, sounds like a contradiction in terms, doesn't it? But we have to die if we want to live the abundant life. Die to self, die to our own desires. In other words, we don't become robots. We become people that are fully alive, fully ourselves, reflecting the love and the joy of Christ, because what is uppermost in our hearts and minds is wanting to please God. Just as Jesus came to please God. He came to perfectly fulfill the will of God. And all of us have a calling. All of us have a ministry. All of us, God has a plan for our lives. And as we follow that, as we are willing to, you know, bite our tongue, to avoid that hurtful word, that response of anger, if we do those things that only He may know about, but that's all that matters. We don't have to, like the Pharisees, we don't have to, you know, parade before others all that we do, how we fast, we give. No, because they have their reward, Jesus said. We have to do what we do in secret, that our Father in secret will reward us openly. All right? So we have to be dead to sin. If we are dead in Christ, with the scriptures say that we are, we can begin to live a life in God that isn't a series of reactions to others. When you think about it, isn't that true? When you see how people relate to one another, if you watch television, it's basically people are constantly bouncing off one another, generally reacting negatively to things they're doing or they're not doing. So what we have to do is take the offensive, if you will. We have to take the responsibility that God's given us with His grace. We can't do it in our own strength or with our own willpower, but we have to ask for His grace to initiate love and forgiveness rather than waiting for someone to find you and help you to get to the bottom of your problems, okay? As we start to do the things God's called us to do, well, then God has a marvelous way of working on the things that we really need. It's a life on the offensive and not on the defensive, if you grasp what I'm saying. So if we're supposed to die to live the abundant life, what does that mean? Well, what is it like to be a dead man? Well, someone who's dead really doesn't care if someone doesn't show proper respect or like them, for example. Someone who's dead could care less what the neighbors are saying about him, right? Someone who's dead can't be wounded or bruised emotionally. Isn't that right? Now, we tend to be very reactive, right? In fact, we live in a generation that it's all about feelings. It's not about logic or what's reality. It's how do you feel? And so we're very oriented to feelings in our culture and in our society. But we, as God's people, need to be above reacting on an emotional level. We need to let the Word of God challenge us and harness our tongues, as James said, our words, our actions, our responses. And when I was talking about what's it like to be a dead man, well, not only don't they care what people think about them, if you can't be hurt emotionally, a person who's dead has no more protective emotional cover. They don't need it. And when a believer is not willing to remove that emotional barrier, which separates him from others, well, he's like a seed that was never planted. And if he wasn't planted, if he falls by the wayside or the roadside, that seed never produces. A seed which falls into the ground, those of you who have had gardens, it's quite amazing how it happens, but if you plant a seed at the proper time of year, when the temperature is right, then if you give it fertilizer and water, it will bring forth new life. It's really a miracle. It's like a resurrection many times over. Just think, that dead, dry seed will grow and produce fruit. And depending on what kind of seed, it can be a tree that brings forth fruit. Truly, you know, that's what Jesus, Psalm 1, he that lives the law of the Lord shall be as a tree planted by rivers of living water. His fruit, he shall bear fruit, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. So that dead, dry seed will grow. And we can trust the Holy Spirit to give us what we need in the way of water and spiritual nourishment. And that amazing thing is that new fruit bears seed, which produces more growth and more fruit in a never-ending cycle. And that's what God wants, that we can love, we can forgive, we can resist bitterness and resentment. But when God desires to produce this abundant life from this like dead seed, that's the word of God. And it's where our heart is at. Will we bring forth fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold? I don't know about you, but I want to bring forth 100-fold. If it you know, goes by the wayside on dry and stony ground, or if it's choked up by the weeds, the cares of this world and the reward, that seed doesn't really bring forth fruit. We can stop the cycle, beloved. God doesn't strip away that protective cover we put over ourselves by force. We have to let Him do it and allow Him to teach us how to love others, even the unlovable. Whenever anyone chooses to shield himself from death to self, he stops the cycle. And so that may not be very exciting news, but it is good news, because if we're willing to obey, it'll bring forth fruitfulness and harvest and the abundant life that Jesus talked about. God's ways sometimes may be difficult to comprehend, but you know what? They work. And if you will yield to His plan, all will be well in the long run. And His plan is that you, like every believer, just like that kernel of corn or wheat that falls into the ground and dies in order to bring forth much fruit, bears forth a harvest, a believer will die to those petty differences which separate themselves from others. They will be willing to be misunderstood in order to help someone, and they won't always think of themselves first, but of others. Beloved, this is the death of Christ. This is the death of the believer, the death of self that allows the life of Christ to flow through him. Praise God. Well, beloved, I hope you've been blessed by the things I've shared this week, today, and you may be struggling in some areas, whatever they may be, but this ministry has been raised up by God since 1965 to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. So if you have a need, know that your letters, I'm the only one that reads the letters and answers the mail, that you'll receive a personal answer from me. And if you email, if you prefer that convenience, you might wish to share your mailing address so I can respond personally. But I will confirm receipt and I will pray. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.